Good morning. And welcome to worship here at the table. A happy Mother's Day to those of you who mark this day with joy and celebration, but also a blessing of peace to those of you for whom this day is difficult for one reason or another. My name is Mike Harrell. I am a United Methodist pastor, longtime friend of both Pastor Matt and Pastor Linda's, and have had the opportunity to worship here at the table with you frequently over the last year while I have been in an appointment beyond the local church, which has afforded me some leisure time on Sunday mornings that I don't usually have. And so being able to be here in worship has been a blessing to me, as I know it is a blessing to you as well. So it is good to be together in community with you, those in person and those joining us online this morning. Last Sunday, I shared with you the information that Pastor Matt had been placed on suspension by our resident bishop, Sandy Olwine, after his acknowledgement of engaging in conduct that had broken the covenant of ordination that we make when we become clergy persons. And so today, I have a very brief follow-up communication that Bishop Sandy asked that I share with you as we begin our time together. So she writes, "Dear Table Community, this past week, your leadership and the leadership of the annual conference have been engaged in creating plans for pastoral care and leadership continuity as the complaint process concerning Reverend Smith moves forward. This week, additional information will be shared, first at kitchen table gatherings, so that the community can be kept abreast of details as is appropriate. I continue to ask you to join me in prayer for Reverend Smith, your staff and lay leadership, the whole table community, the Duhirsu and the Smith families. This is an important time to lean into the depth of our Christian faith, seeking to do no additional harm, to do good, and to stay in love with God. This morning, I am pleased to introduce to you Bishop Sally Dick. Bishop Dick retired in 2020 and relocated to California after serving in the Upper Midwest, both as an appointed elder for 25 years and as a bishop for 16 years. Bishop Dick has agreed to be with you in worship for the next month to provide care and constancy, and I know you will welcome her message this morning. Additionally, on Sundays, May 18th and May 25th at 12:30, Bishop Dick will facilitate gatherings for you as a congregation to come together and begin to process and share some of your feelings and concerns, all while leaning on the strength of this community that is here to support you in this time of uncertainty and turmoil. Remember that nothing can separate us from God's love, and that God is at work even in the midst of human failings and struggles. The Spirit is in this place indeed. Sincerely, Bishop Sandy." So, Bishop Dick and I first got to know one another several years ago as we were working closely during a period of time of tremendous uncertainty and pain in the life of our annual conference. And Bishop Dick's spirit of calm and grace and care was a source of assurance and stability for many, many people, myself included. And so I'm grateful to know that she is able to be here with all of you over the course of the next four Sundays. I will not be with you here in worship for the next two Sundays. I have some prior commitments that I need to keep. And so I will do that. But I do plan on being with you next Sunday in the first of these group sessions at 12:30 that Bishop Dick will be leading. I will be able to come back and at least be part of that. But know that during those 2 weeks, you will continue to be very much top of my mind and at the center of my heart as you have been over this past week as well. And I will definitely be looping back in early June, and also will stay connected with leadership as is helpful, even those 2 weeks that I will be not with you on Sunday morning. So we're going to go ahead and move into our worship time. And as we do that, I just want to name the fact that, in the midst of all that is uncertain, it creates a very real sense of unsettledness in us. And so I want to encourage you as we move through our time together this morning to lean into what is certain, the certainty of God's presence with us, the certainty of God's love and God's grace in this moment and in all moments. And let that be the assurance that we need in this time. So I'm going to go ahead and invite you to stand in body or in spirit as we join together in our call to worship. And then the musicians will lead us in our opening song. Come, all who journey through shadowed valleys. In the midst of life's trials, know that goodness and mercy are not just behind, but beside, and also before us.
We open our hearts to the one who restores our souls and leads us in embracing the grace and pursues and involves us.
Let us worship the God who journeys with us. Let us remain standing for Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Savior, hear my humble cry. Having loved enough and lost enough, I'm no longer searching, just opening. No longer trying to make sense of pain, but trying to be a soft and sturdy home in which real things can land. These are the irritations that rub into a pearl. So we can talk for a while, but then we must listen. The way rocks listen to the sea. And we can churn at all that goes wrong, but then we must lay all distractions down and water every living seed. And yes, on nights like tonight, I too feel alone. But seldom do I face it squarely enough to see that it's a door into the endless breath that has no breather, into the surf that human shells call God.
Every time I feel this way, this old familiar sinking, I will lay my troubles down by the water where the river will never run dry. Said I do believe, as you ask, so shall you receive. So take from me these troubles, bring me sweet release, where the river will never run dry. Where the river will never This river will never run dry.
Beautiful. Were you guys snapping? I was snapping. Good morning. My name is Lisa Wegley, and I serve on the administrative board. And my realm is sustainability. And so sustaining our community, that's what I'm focused on. And so it was an honor when Melissa asked me if I would, for the next 8 weeks, be here with you each Sunday, just keeping you informed about what's going on. Okay, so welcome. Happy Mother's Day if you are a mother. Happy Mother's Day and welcome to those who are joining us online. Jay Phoenix is our host today. If you would like to follow along, the order of worship. Of course, we have those QR codes that are at the end of your pews. You can follow along there. And Jay, she's popped a link into the chat. If you're online at the table, umc.org, you can follow along there. Please welcome Bishop Sally Dick. I hope that warm reception, you know how grateful we are to you. And Mike, thank you so, so much for being here last Sunday. He did an incredible job and did something really, really hard, but he did it with transparency, he did it with honesty and grace. Thank you. Our church conference is not stopping just here. Bishop Sandy Alwine has really leaned into our community. She has been amazing. She's offered the support of her staff. She's reached out and has got wonderful Bishop Sally Dick to come here and be with us. They are working with our team. They're working with Debbie. They're working with Brandon. We are not alone. In this time, we have support. We have a community of faith, and we have each other. Yeah. And so Debbie and Brandon, and Sarnit and team, they are all working together. And Brandon, thank you so much for stepping up. It's just been amazing. And for our music team, you bring us joy every Sunday, so thank you. So what's been great about, not great, but what's been helpful is that we have an openness about, let's talk about this. And so as Mike shared earlier, next Sunday and then the Sunday thereafter, Bishop Sally Dick will be leading along with Mike listening sessions, opportunities for us to just to come together, reflect, and be in community together. It will be at 12:30 here in the sanctuary, and childcare will be available. So many of you belong to kitchen tables and have already kind of been in discussion and are holding each other, but not all of us have a kitchen table, and so this is another way for you to do that. And Mike last Sunday said we all deal with these things differently, right? You know, and in different stages. And so maybe one of these sessions isn't going to be right for you, and maybe a kitchen table isn't right for you. But what we really do think is just breathe. Please take time for yourself. Self-care. Sometimes people don't tell you what self-care is. They just say, oh, just take care of yourself. Let me just share with you what self-care is. Breathe. Take time to yourself. If you're not participating and talking to anybody because you have to kind of like absorb it first, go for a walk. Known fact, being around trees lowers your heart rate, lowers that stress level. Take care of you. Because when we take care of ourselves, then we can take care of others and move forward. Let's see, kitchen tables, we heard about that. I have a lot of notes here. I thought today, like, oh, no problem, I can just go through it and not have anything, but there's a lot that's happening. Lynn, who's back over here, if you have any questions about anything that's happening, any of the classes, anything at all, she's your go-to person. You can reach her at H Street campus at the table, umc.org. So Lynn, thank you very much for doing that as well. Okay, now onto the fun stuff. So the next 3 weeks, y'all are going to be closing out the session, our worship series for right now, and then next worship series, it'll be a three-week series, is called Love is the Answer, and I hope that you join us, and let me know that I didn't do a bad job today, so come back next week so I can fill you in with more. Okay, so if you are new to this church, if this might seem a little, but you've been here a few times and you still really want to be part of this community, we still have our Growing in Faith series. It is on pause, but if you are interested, please go online, go to thetableumc.org. There's a form there for you to fill out. We will still be having classes. They're just on pause for right now. So we hope that you want to learn more about us, and we want to learn more about you. Oh, this is the best stuff ever. Has anybody heard about our farm? Yeah. And so, yes, I know, right? Judy was a key instrument in helping us get a grant so that we could be at the new place that we are. Thank you, Judy. So we have lots of volunteers, but guess what? We could always use more volunteers to go out to the farm. We're growing the, it's a season of growing. We're going to be working alongside the neighbors that are in that neighborhood around the farm. Guess what? We have 4 new apprentices. They've been interviewed. Thank you very, very much for getting those interviewed and hired. Andy now has 4 new apprentices. And we also have new interviews going for fellows. And we also have a farm, one apprentice for the fall as well. So things are moving at the farm. This is part of our ministry, right? Ministry beyond these 4 walls. It is still happening. Godly Play, I do want to let you know that Godly Play is our Sunday, June 8th, will be the last Godly Play offering, and then we'll be going into our summer series, and that will begin Sunday, June 15th. If you're interested in helping, please reach out to Debbie and or Sornit. And I missed this slide, so you might want to come back to this one. Next Sunday, May 17th, I gotta read this one. The Reconciliation Singers Voices of Peace, RSVP Choir, will be performing here at the table at 7:30. So there's some familiar faces. You can see that photo there. And I think Mandy? Maddie, thank you. Maddie.
I missed photo day. But.
She missed photo day, but she's going to be there. She's going to be singing. So Maddie, thank you very much. Awesome. Okay. Now, if you would like to stand in body and our spirit, we are going to sing, and we're going to be led by our amazing choir and band. The song is Abide.
Once darkness was our guide, without hope and only night, we heard the call and turned to you. Now the veil has been removed. Jesus, we will throw away our lives to follow you. Struggling in your strength, resting in your truth. So beautiful, you give vision to the blind. You in us, the hope of glory, you will abide. Though the body wastes away, inside renewed as you remain. The hope of glory far outweighs the light.
My name is Bob Martinez, and yes, welcome, welcome, welcome on this beautiful Mother's Day morning. At this time, I want to invite our children to move from the sanctuary to their godly place sanctuaries, as our musicians help us with some walking music. I want to remind families that we receive an offering in godly play to support Mustard Seed School, a Montessori-based school for children who are part of families that are experiencing homelessness. We have loving and professional care for our youngest children just down the hall. Those two and under are in the loft room throughout worship, and our 3 and 4-year-olds are out on the playground. Children in elementary school, kinder through the 6th grade, go upstairs for their godly play this morning. Our reading this morning is the 23rd Psalm, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. And I invite you to close your eyes and to listen with your hearts. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I invite you to remain seated as our amazing music team shares a musical version of this 23rd Psalm by Bobby McFerrin.
Beside the sea. I hope that in whatever way I can, that I'm simply a symbol to you, that your bishop, this annual conference, cares deeply about what you're going through. And as I'm here, I hope that's just how you kind of think about who I am. And as we think about all of the things we go through, it was wonderful to be able to just breathe in Bobby McFerrin's Psalm 23. Filled my soul. I hope it restored yours. We had two very different versions of Psalm 23 this morning, those of Bobby McFerrin as well as the King James Version. I can't believe I requested the King James Version, but I did. Because, you know, it's so traditional. I don't know about you, but it's the one I memorized and continue to say to myself when I can't sleep at night or whatever else is going on. And it just has this gravitas to it that I long for. And, you know, I'm a big fan of the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition. But when it comes down to what you need the 23rd Psalm for, it's got to be King James. But what really kind of sealed the deal for me was that the band was going to sing Bobby McFerrin. And, you know, because there was, you know, these female pronouns. And the balance between them was so profound. And also in the Bobby McFerrin version, there was just this deep feeling of God's presence, as I think we all tried to do, what Lisa told us to do, breathe. Now, you might say to me, well, I don't think girls and women were shepherds. How can you change the verb? Well, as a matter of fact, you may recall a couple of stories about how girls and women took care of sheep. After Moses out in the wilderness went to the place to get water, there was his future wife and her sisters in the process of caring for the sheep. And then also, even in Genesis, Jacob, when he went back to the old country, he came upon the well, and it was Rachel that he met at the well. And so indeed, girls and women were shepherds. You know, Lent and Holy Week, especially as described by my carol last week, is a turbulent time. And we feel like we've just been pushed through all kinds of anguish, hurt, and death. And then comes Easter. And this Easter season is a season that we remember that we're the resurrection people. It's a much more calming and peaceful place to be, a place for when life is very tender, and could we even say uncertain? We need that. But before we delve into Psalm 23, I want to take you back a psalm, to Psalm 22. And Psalm 22 is like 31 verses long, so rest assured, I'm not going to read you the whole thing. But it's sometimes called the Psalm of the Cross or the Psalm of Crucifixion. And sure enough, the gospel writer of Mark seems to have used some of its language to write his telling of the crucifixion. And many times, these are experiences that we know when we're undergoing some kind of physical, mental, spiritual, relational upheaval. So I'm going to read you just a couple of verses. It begins with, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That's a tough opener, especially when Jesus says those words from the cross. Maybe somebody here has felt that over the course of the week or the last month or whatever's going on in your life. But then he goes on to say, but I am a worm and not human, scorned by others and despised by the people. Anyone here ever feel like nobody cares about you, especially in your deepest need? Do you feel seen? Do you feel heard? He goes on to say, I am poured out like water and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. Well, many times, and I've heard it already this morning, when we go through things, it's exhausting. Anybody feel exceptionally tired today? So these are just a few verses from Psalm 22. But for many of us going through a lot, it can describe us no matter what we're going through. And when you have a room this size with this many people, there's a whole lot of feelings going on about a whole lot of things. Maybe your teenage children are growing up, and it's scary, especially if they just got their driver's license. Maybe your default in life is, I'm just not good enough, or I have to be strong and I feel weak. Maybe you're scared at what's happening in the country, to our economy, to our democracy. Maybe that's a feeling you've been having. Maybe you're just angry. Angry at life. Angry at, I don't know, one thing after another. Maybe you feel unlovable. Or I have to accomplish something in order to justify my experience. That can be so ingrained in us. My 90-something-year-old mother, before she died, up to about the very end, every day, she would have to account for what she had accomplished. Oh, I'll just be like her. Yeah, it's a curse. Or maybe you have a health crisis. And the church is struggling. And sometimes it's hard, you don't know what to think or feel. But then, you know, what comes after Psalm 22? You do not have to be a biblical scholar for this. Psalm 23. Some scholars believe that Psalm 23 was actually the ending to Psalm 22. So you go through all this struggle, physical, emotional, relational, spiritual, and then sort of the go-to Psalm was Psalm 23. People just, well, I don't think you just flipped to it then, but people went straight there because they knew that it would provide some kind of comfort. So after you've gone through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We know that. We come to that in different ways. I like to think, in a sense, this is just in my imagination, but between Psalm 22 and Psalm 23, there's an invisible word. And that invisible word is nevertheless. So you go through all this struggle, and then nevertheless. Or maybe you have more confidence in it. Nevertheless, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So Psalm 23 certainly speaks of the divine shepherd. This is called the Good Shepherd Sunday in the lectionary. As Christians, we have a number of stories that we find in the Gospels about Jesus as the Good Shepherd. But Jesus as the Good Shepherd can be very misleading. We often have this image of Jesus out there in this level field, no hills or mountains. He's walking along. There's a nice little stream beside him. Everything is lush, green. It's quite beautiful. And what about those sheep? They're practically glued to his legs, which sheep don't normally do. And as he's carrying the sweet little lamb in his arms, and it's almost like the sheep are smiling. And Jesus is smiling. It just looks so peaceful. But Jesus being clean and neat just doesn't jibe with me. My brother and I had this little business when we were growing up where we raised sheep. There was nothing clean and neat about sheep. In fact, sometimes it was disgustingly dirty. But Jesus is out there. It's all peaceful. And you know, sometimes that doesn't really touch my soul in the deepest place when I'm going through it. But I do like the Good Shepherd. And it's a Good Shepherd I'm thinking about today. And if you could put that slide up for me, that would be very helpful. Good. There we go. I don't know how well you can see it. But it was created by a British artist by the name of Alfred Sword over 100 years ago. And the Good Shepherd here has left the level ground. He's obviously come to the edge of a cliff. He's gone over the edge once he sees that there is this lamb clinging to the side of the cliff. Now, what that lamb is hanging on to, I have no clue. There's an eagle circling above. And that's certainly a sign of imminent danger, because an eagle could quickly just pick at the lamb. The lamb lets go to whatever nothing the lamb's hanging on to, falls to its death, and the eagle and other animals perhaps then are able to consume the lamb. It's a very dangerous situation. Now, Psalm 23 means more like this picture. When we feel like we've gone to the edge, we've gone over the edge, and the Good Shepherd not only just looks over at us, but literally goes over the edge with us. When the Good Shepherd is right there for us, reaching out to us, we may feel as if all the waters are rough and the waves are crashing in on us. The truth of this picture is that God is with us and will restore our souls in the midst of it all. We can be going through the most difficult thing possible, whatever's going on in our lives individually or together. The valley of the shadow of death, we're called in this psalm to trust that God is ever present. Now, if you're feeling okay, no big feelings going on, you know, to say God is ever present may not seem like much, but there are times we need to be reminded. God provides a comfort, a rod and a staff. Well, what good would those be? except for it reminds me that sometimes we need to pay attention to the ways in which God is sending people and situations in our midst to assure us, that rod and that staff. And God brings us to a common table, as we will experience this morning, as you experience every Sunday morning, so that again we remember that we're going through what we're going through as one in Christ Jesus. Anointing my head with oil simply means that blessings do abound and our cup overflows if we look and just let the blessings sink in. The ultimate promise is that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Permanence with God. So many things change, but there's permanence with God. If you're feeling any of the traumas of life, you know, I'd encourage you, pick up the Bible, breathe, read Psalm 22 as you will, feel it, live it, make it your own. And then with whatever degree of assurance you can say it, simply say that one invisible word, nevertheless, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So for all those feelings that just get heaped up right here in this room, we lift them up and we say, nevertheless, God comes to the edge, looks over the edge, and reaches out to us as individuals and as a community. God is with us now and forevermore. Amen.
I now invite you to stand in body or in spirit and join me in a call and response prayer of confession. Let us pray together. Merciful God and wounded healer, free us from ways of being that contribute to suffering. Forgive us, O God, and guide us toward paths of justice and healing. Help us to embody your love, which knows no bounds, and embraces all. Amen.
Amen.
The divine light shines upon all, offering grace upon grace. No matter the shadows of our past, God longs for us to experience a deeper sense of recovery, healing, and remaking. In the boundless love of the holy, may we find our wounds tended and our spirits restored. Friends, hear and receive the good news. In the embrace of the divine, we are forgiven, our bodies are loved, and we are made new. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us now join in the call and response, which has become the way of the church throughout the generations, to recognize and celebrate the presence of Christ within each neighbor. May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
We invite you to turn and share a symbol of peace with those nearby.
In the beginning, when all was chaos, when water and earth had yet to take shape, God the sculptor, God the painter, God the creator touched the swirling mass, and God's hand separated the earth from water and the water from the sky. God touched the earth and plants turned green and fruit grew ripe. To celebrate, God threw holy fireworks into the sky, placing the stars in the heavens. God touched the oceans and rivers and ponds, and all kinds of swimming beings made waves in the water. God reached to the sky, and all kinds of things with wings took flight. And God said, "This is good." When everything else was done, God took clay and formed an image of God's own self and breathed into it God's own breath and said, "You are the one I've been imagining. You and everything you see around you is my beloved creation, and all of it is good." But it wasn't good for long, because God's people could not be faithful despite God's generosity and goodness. So God reached inside God's own heart and pulled out truth and compassion and justice and put them inside a form the people might recognize, a holy human being named Jesus. And God set Jesus on the earth to remind us of all that God had made us to be if we would abide in God's love as Jesus abided in God's unfolding grace. Could to tell us how much God loves us and to show us how to love each other. But we couldn't accept that. We couldn't agree about it, and we were afraid. The principalities and powers lure us to turn against the way made known in the life, ministry, and love of Jesus. In the end, Jesus was given away by the very people who thought they loved him best because the challenge was too much. But before he was taken, Jesus gathered his friends around a table and promises us, that he would never leave us alone, but would come back and take us home with him. Like those long ago friends, we don't always understand the message Jesus brings to us, or what his coming, going, and coming again means to us. We can only be grateful and sing this mystery of faith.
Just die.
And on that night, when Jesus gathered his friends together, He took the simple food that was their Passover dinner, bread and wine. And he blessed it and gave thanks to God and said, I am sharing this meal with you now so that you can share it together whenever you gather to remember me. Together the words Jesus taught his disciples and have been formed and reformed through the generations. This morning we will share a paraphrase of the Lord's Prayer from the New Zealand Prayer Book. Eternal life, earth maker, pain bearer, life giver, source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God, in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echoes through the universe. The way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the earth. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen.
God, pour out your Spirit upon our bodies in this moment. Pour out your Spirit on the gifts before us. Make these gifts the body and love of Christ. Make us through them Christ's body alive in the world. Amen.
Amen. I invite you to be seated. All are welcome to the table of God's love. In the United Methodist Church, the table is open to all people. All means all. We encourage those at home to light a candle and gather bread and juice in whatever form you might have. Please know that whether you're online or here in the sanctuary, you don't need to be a member of this church or of any denomination to participate. We are all God's children, and this is God's table, open to all. In short, you can't make a mistake. We'll have two stations here in the front of the sanctuary and one in the back. Each station has freshly made bread and gluten-free crackers and juice in each cup. We invite you to take a piece of the bread or a cracker and dip it into the juice. Please then make your way around the sides to pray with candles for as long as you might desire, or return to your pews when you're ready. Let us move together with tender care in this divine dance.
This is the body of Christ and bread of life, broken for you. And this is God's love poured out for you. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen. I got it. The body and blood of Christ given for you, Mike.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery through which you reveal yourself to all of creation. And may your peace make us one and call us to love one another in the name of Jesus Christ, our hope. Amen. In addition to responding to God's love by coming to the table, we invite you to join in giving generously to support ministries at the table. The generosity of our community allows us to lean in to God's unfolding call on our lives and align more deeply with God's healing, love, and justice. We encourage you to make a gift today by placing a check in the offering plate or by giving online at thetableumc.org. I invite you to stand in body or spirit as our musicians send us with a song called This Little Light of Mine.
Amen.
And the community of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.